I'm going to go ahead and start this, even though it may take a while. Seeing three bright lights. They're ruby in color. Now it's gone to green. It's this very intense green that's coming through, and I believe it's today. Greetings, it is I, Tadeu, and I come forth to you at this time from the seventh level in the rays of Lord Michael. I come forth to hold your bidding and speak to you words that will appear in the future, that will bring enlightenment to those of humankind, to those people who have been distracted through their own daily living and in using their energies to keep with their daily living, have quite forgotten in how to live in its entirety. For there are many of which I am speaking, and this is clear to you, for you have seen many of such humankind. But assuredly, I say, I wish to speak to you this day of the children and of the new souls that will be brought forth upon the earth. For these are star children and come forth through the light corridor with that of the angelic energies. They will be set apart and different from the other children. For these will possess within their souls that knowledge of which comes forth only from the Akashic. This is our hope, and this is the future. For these children will denounce the darkness and will stamp it out, if you will, for they will detest that of negativity and that of the malicious way of which the Earth's patterns and rhythms are going, for it is such at this time that many of humankind are addicted and have changed their thought forms and their morality and have become depressed and lost to their own degeneration of their spirit, and it has been channeled through to them suchly, so through the darkness of addictions in one form or another. It is sadness that I speak to you this day of, for in fact they have indeed mutated their genetic being in the human form and have lost one of their chromosomes. And in the reproduction of the human body, this is a very important chromosome. It will create in itself a newborn child that is addicted also automatically, with only the genetic makeup of its addicted parents. This is an abomination unto the Lord and to the Creator of all the universe, which created all things perfect and new. And as these children have been born and mutated, if you will, it is a gradual process, as that mutant will bring forth another mutant, and so on, until the chromosomes are left in a helpless situation. It is through the light corridor and the angels of light, the star children that I speak of, that we will be able to bring forth new life upon the planet and to balance this mutancy with that of the angelic hosts. This is important for the future, and in 30 years' time from this date. For if this is not done so, the earth will surely perish similarly to that of what the term Sodom and Gomorrah, for the genetic makeup and cellular makeup will be degenerative within 30 years' time. It will allow the negative to overcome the positive, and you will see a more violent, vicious, and morally decadent race than you have ever seen before. As you are now viewing this and seeing this, even as we speak, it will become much worse in the future. So for the hope of this land and earth, these new embodiments will come forth, and through the blending will come forth new cellular and genetic hope. It is through these children that I speak, for I am the protector of those children, and I have seen much sadness through the addictions of their parents and through the pain that has been inflicted upon these children. And I speak of these children that some are now within their 20th year upon this planet. Some are now within their first year upon this planet, in their new incarnation. And I say that their parents and those that are surrounding them and those that they have chosen to bring them forth into this world have sat idly by and watched them as a possession, and did not declare nor glorify them in their abilities and in their perfections as they came forth upon this earth. They did not see them as the soul that they truly are, with a love unconditionally carried within them, the unconditional love that comes forth from the child, comes forth directly from the Creator. It is dependent upon the parent to guide them and show them their ways. And truly I say to you that we from the spiritual realm cry for these newborn children and for those who have been punished during their lifetimes for merely being born again. I speak to the earth at this time and to all human beings as they come forth, for only love can bond and bind this earth together and save this planet. And for those who love and cast love out to the sea as a fisherman casts his net, cast their love to the sea, to the masses of people that are there, and uses their energies to bring forth people into their circle of love and friendship. When they cast their own children aside, I say it is an abomination. For that same energy that they use towards others, they can use to cultivate the seeds that they have planted upon this earth. And they are here to guide their children, for the guidance is so important. Even so, even if it is only to their fourth year, it will give them the fiber of their being that is essential for them to become strong and in oneness in the years ahead. I say to you and to all peoples of the earth to guard the children, to protect the children, for they will be the future, and it is most necessary for the future to exist and in not the state of existence of which it is presently becoming, that of addictions and that of the war of the drug lord will come to an end with a flickering of the Creator's hand. These are the karma of the earth. These addictions and this negativity that has swept across this country have created the decadence of society, the decaying moral fiber, and through the decadence of the moral fiber have become easily slipping into random sexual activities, and from that have come great diseases which will annihilate this planet, if not that the people of this planet come together in their terms with the Creator and in what their purpose is upon this earth, and if not what the evil purpose is but that of the Creator. For it is not of their desires, nor of their lust, nor of their greed that they should consider. They must consider that of their responsibility to the future and to their own children, lest they be struck with barrenness and the population will cease. I come forth to speak these words, not to confuse and not to cause fear in the hearts of men, but rather to awaken the love that has been implanted within their souls. I come forth to nurture that seed and to cultivate it and allow love to produce the Garden of Eden of which it is intended to be. He's faded out. There was something else and I lost it.
It's good. Pretty sad.
He's talking about the children. So he's a protector of the children. What was he saying about 30 years?